The U.S. Senate confirmed U.S. Secretary of Veterans Affairs Robert Wilkie in July of 2018. He came into the office with a few goals in mind.
Your first job is to assess the folks who work for you and with you, and to make sure that they have everything they need to carry on their job.
But he says it's been a tall order.
And my first job was to calm this place down.
He says he did that by walking the post or visiting veterans' facilities from Hawaii to Alaska, Florida, and in between. Then he said the goal was to streamline the record-keeping process. He says when his father concluded his service, including an injury in Cambodia, he was saddled with an 800-page paper record.
We need to have an electronic record that is not only operable within VA, but interoperable with our private sector partners.
He says that could also flag possible misuses of prescribed medications. His other main objective has been to implement the Mission Act. That meant tying it together with the Veterans Choice Act. Critics say it's an attempt at privatization. Wilkie disagrees.
If we were talking about privatization, we would be talking about what I would call the libertarian VA. And that is giving every veteran a card and saying, thank you very much. Go out in the private sector and find everything that you want.
He says the Mission Act offers a veteran the choice to seek care outside of their primary VA facility if it doesn't offer the specialty they need.
So let's say at the Heinz Center, if we don't have rheumatology and we are not able to provide rheumatology for that veteran within a specified amount of time, let's just say 20 days, then that veteran then has the option under the Mission Act to go into the private sector and get that rheumatologist. So all we are talking about, and the Mission Act is clear, it says that the veteran's health is the center of our effort, not the health of the institution or the prerogatives of the institution. It is what is important to that veteran. If we can't provide that service, then we give the veteran the option, which he or she is welcome to take, to go out into the private sector. Privatization would be the exact opposite.
One of the stumbling blocks with Veterans Choice was complaints about how directives were communicated to those who work directly with veterans, often veteran assistance commissions in cities and counties across the country.
The Choice Act was put together in a very rushed manner. It told an institution this large to change in 90 days.
And he says the Mission Act is trying to take a more measured approach to change. He hopes the expansion will reach more veterans through telehealth,
which allows us to reach into a veteran's home when the veteran wants it. It also allows our specialists to cut across jurisdictional lines in a way that no other healthcare system in the country can do. So let's say we have the spinal cord experts for VA are not in Chicago, they're in Denver. Those Denver doctors can reach out through telehealth to a veteran and can practice medicine. Even though they're in Colorado, they can practice it in Illinois. And for mental health, this is a tremendous breakthrough because we are not forcing America's veterans to go into a large room. We're not forcing them to go out in the public. We are reaching them in the comfort and privacy of their own homes.
But it's a pocket full of promises, and Wilkie is still relatively new to the top post. Stephen Kreitzer is with the Veterans Assistance Commission in LaSalle County. His office works with veterans who may need help with mortgage or rent payments, emergency medical prescriptions, or transportation to VA hospitals. He says the Veterans Choice Act was designed to reduce wait times and offer more options for specialized care outside of the VA facilities. But he agrees it had its share of flaws.
The biggest issue with the Choice Act was that the payments to the vendors were not timely.
He says that meant outside providers dropped out of the system.
The new act has a lot more teeth. We've seen a lot of changes.
Kreitzer says in the last year he's noticed what he characterizes as leaps and bounds with the VA's community care providers, which means the veteran can go to their primary doctor and ask to get referred in the community. If the doctor feels that it's in the best interest of the veteran and they can refer them to a community provider, they don't have to go all the way to Madison or Hines for care that's available much closer.
I mean, especially if it's something that's reoccurring. So, like, let's say dialysis or cancer treatment or physical therapy, chiropractic care.
As far as fears of privatization?
So, I don't see it as a move towards privatization, but more as a way to serve the veterans better. I've known a lot of veterans that come through here in the office, and they prefer to go to the clinic. They prefer to go to Hines and stay in the system rather than go in the community because the care is so much better than it used to be.
He says he's also intrigued with an increase in the use of telemedicine to connect rural veterans with specialists. That includes a location to engage with a doctor just by going to the local American Legion in Ottawa.
So if they needed, let's say, PTSD treatment, talk to a podiatrist, they're doing a lot of this through telehealth, and they're really becoming one of the pioneers through telehealth because they realize that, you know, even though they're centrally located in Hines, we're one of the farthest out rural locations, so they've really got to figure out how to help us as well as, you know, those that are a little bit closer in.
Still, Kreiser says his wish list would be to have a larger physical medical facility closer to the veterans he works with. But he says he understands it would be a tough sell to build far from a metro area. So for now, he says he's appreciative to have the ear of administrators who are serving the veterans he cares about. I'm Jenna Dooley.